The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Jake is known as the other guy, friends. You like that? I do. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, that is Sons of Liberty Radio. Spell it out, friends, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be my friend, go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and on or. And follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible place to be when your brain...
Stop. I'm totally kidding.
Oh.
It's all yours.
In somebody else's head.
I just wanted to see how you'd respond to that.
I wasn't sure what happened. Was something going on?
Yeah, there was. I was trying to have fun.
Trying to stop? Fun? Fun? On the show?
I was trying to enjoy myself.
Just to have fun in between the breaks. I hope you're all having fun today.
I know
today.
How it could be a lot better than what it is right now.
What would happen?
What you mean, what would need to happen?
What would need to happen?
I'd rather not say.
That's the million-dollar question.
No,
hey, maybe
it's not.
Maybe our callers could call in and say, what could be funner on the Sons of Liberty?
Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Today I'm going to be talking about the picture of the prophets and the voice of a prophet and what they are, who they are, and what they do.
What is the resolve? As a matter of fact, today in this day and age, it doesn't even take much to be a prophetic voice anymore. And I want to give an example. We had this, I don't even know who he is, but I just saw it today. Obama couldn't be prouder of a gay NBA star, Jason Collins.
Oh, isn't that cute?
He said, he made it a point. He had to comment on this particular
I bet he did.
Homosexual.
Yeah, he
out.
Always advocates crime against
yep.
the Republic.
Embrace
of course,
it.
Of course he does, yes.
Everybody is part of the family, he said. We judge people on the... And listen to this.
Except the Americans that agree with the Republican
oh, yeah,
form
right.
of government.
That's right.
Those are unacceptable
yeah.
individuals. Namely... friends, he's attacking those that are citizens of this country. He is.
Oh, absolutely
yes,
is.
Yes.
We've seen that time and time again. We're
yeah.
seeing it now with Benghazi. He's just
yeah.
trying to keep all the evidence out. Hey,
sure.
that's similar
his
to what he did in
State
Fast and
Department
Furious.
Is trying to shut down the investigation. What is it that the American people need exactly?
I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know.
Let's talk about the homosexual.
They could use that.
Okay.
Everybody's part of the family, he said. Listen to this comment. We judge people on the basis of their character. Not their sexual orientation.
What did Thaddeus Stevens say when amending the 14th Amendment, Jake?
Yeah, when he brought forth the 14th Amendment. He said we judge them by the content of their character, not the color of their skin.
And that sounds like MLK,
that,
too,
that
doesn't
was,
it? Because he's referencing
MLK.
Law.
Yeah.
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 Think, this purified republic,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they'll be judged according to their character.
That's right.
Yeah.
In other words, their behavior, right? I mean,
exactly.
there's no characters. But Obama says we judge people on the basis of their character, not their sexual orientation.
Well, praise God that he's not the standard. He's our
that right.
He's our employee.
But look at how you take a perfect truth and you twist it. Again, you know, you say a million different ways. What do people need to see? But here it is being twisted again. So what happens is on ESPN, because everybody follows sports, right? So this is big dialogue.
I don't.
We got a gay. Well,
I don't have time for it.
That's true.
Yeah. See,
that's
everybody
true.
See how you just
suppose,
did that? That
that's
was a broad
true. I
stroke.
Just generalized, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I would say that a lot of people then maybe. We could say,
well, there is.
America's,
because if someone wasn't
America's
supporting
God
it wouldn't be there,
sports.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like the American people complain about the illegals coming into America, namely through the drug trade.
Yeah.
But if the American people weren't buying the drugs, they wouldn't have a problem with drug dealers coming into America. See how that works?
Wouldn't even need a
buyer. Isn't that amazing how that works? Yeah.
There's always got to be a supplier, and there's going to be a buyer.
Brother,
as long as there's a buyer, there's going to be a supplier.
I'm not. Yes.
ESPN analyst.
Yes.
I almost said the other thing. Analyst says being homosexual is open rebellion to God. So somebody asks.
It is.
So what they do is that, you know, they tee up this guy because a lot of people follow sports. Not everybody. A lot of people. Follow sports. So this analyst gets on the air and they know he's a Christian guy. I don't even know his name because I don't know anything about ESPN analyst or anything.
But good for him.
So they said, you know, so what about, you know, this guy? Can't he be a Christian? This Jason Collins guy is apparently gay. He said, personally, I don't believe that you can live in an open homosexual lifestyle or openly, like premarital sex between heterosexuals.
1 Corinthians 6:9, yep.
If you are openly living that type of lifestyle, then the Bible says, you know, that's a sin.
1 Timothy 1:7. Yep.
He continued, and if you are openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, that's just homosexuality.
That's right.
I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ, so I would not characterize that person as a Christian, because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian.
Of course.
Well,
and you know the people that asked him the question?
Yeah.
They probably are self-professed Christians as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. What does the Bible say? So-and-so? Yeah. Good for him.
So,
God never sent a man that doesn't first trouble consciences.
But that's my point. You don't even have to, like, I mean, that's not even troubling conscience. That's just reading the Bible.
Yeah.
That's not like this big prophet that comes on and says, thus saith the Lord. He quoted the Bible. This is what comes next.
Prophets are big now.
You are a worthless mother effer. Keep your Jesus blank to yourself. Don't put it in print. So here's the attack coming on him.
Of course.
It's hard to respect a man who believes
that
this is large.
That love and that tolerance is coming
exactly.
down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's hard to respect a man
so loving and
who
kind.
Believes this about a large segment of the population.
Really? We're trying to figure out that large segment and where they're at. Because I can't find them. And to add on to that, as far as their victimization goes, I'm trying to figure out who's picking on them. And, of course, we all know that that's a facade. It's a front.
Right. I think,
and we have taken the time to pull the curtain back to show you what the front is, friends.
You know, and I think people that are saying stuff like this are racist because this is a black Christian, and they obviously hate black Christians.
Right, right.
And so they're racist, and they're coming against him.
Right. Is that basketball player black, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to work for the narrative, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Miami Archbishop.
And that's all they'll print and promulgate.
That's right. Yeah. But on Twitter, you see the blowback going back the other
sure.
way.
Sure, yeah. But is the state-run media actually sharing that content?
I don't know because I don't watch it.
I don't think so. I don't think so. 21% approval rating. And I can see why, though, Jake. I mean, now it's become National Enquirer minds need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, which is why all of you are listening to Sons of Liberty, so you can get the right perspective on things.
It gets pretty sickening,
doesn't
it?
As we have to wade through it. You know, the Miami Archbishop, I'm giving examples of people standing now. So you got this sexually perverted man who steps up and says, I'm gay! So what?
Yeah.
I'm homosexual and I play basketball. Don't you love me?
What? And who stands up? The president of the United States, the first homosexual president.
That's right.
Of course. Of course.
He's proud of that. Miami Archbishop stands up and says gay marriage is moral relativism. And a society that accepts that, or even a people that do,
I'm still trying
is
to
on its way to totalitarianism.
Of course it is. Okay, great points.
Yeah.
But firstly, I'm trying to find that community that is accepting of the homosexual lifestyle.
I haven't seen any of the states vote and say that it could be. I've seen legislatures and people hijack the courts.
Of course, and that's, again, where the state-run media is running down the same narrative as the government, and they don't realize the government is using them for a political battering ram only to undo themselves.
You know, and it doesn't matter if they embrace it or not, because if you call a tail a leg, then how many legs does a cow have? Four! Because calling a leg, calling a tail a leg, doesn't make it one.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you call it, what you say, what you ratify, what you sign into law.
Yeah.
You can't make it law.
For what
God
you create
law.
Or fabricate or contrive. Yeah. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-800-800-8. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Bradley Dean and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio. Phone lines are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. Jump on while you can. 1-877-807-9977.
I'd like to just finish that last one, the last statement that I made. That was actually the Archbishop saying that. You can't change reality. And I think it's such a good point. It doesn't matter what you call the tail on a cow. You can call it a leg. It doesn't make it a leg. It doesn't matter what's being said to you on a daily basis. It doesn't matter what the media is saying.
You mean like black is white and white is black?
Exactly.
Sounds like scripture.
And if you even look at that, you know, the narrative that we were talking about before, so this guy happens to be black and gay. So what? Irrelevant. Doesn't even matter. Yeah. And so what if he is or he isn't? The point is we're not going to condone that as a nation, but you have your national leader condoning it, which shows you he's not fit to be a national leader.
Yeah, of course, too. Also keep in mind they love it when they can find a black gay man or a black gay woman.
Yes.
Because that works, again, for the narrative. Yep. Because they were born that way.
But then you even look, right? You look at this. He even said that, you know, it's about the content of his character, not his sexual orientation.
Right.
All of that. That makes sense.
Yeah. No, it shows you how sick they are.
Totally.
Really,
I'm willing honestly, to twist that all up. But then you take that, and then you get the ESPN announcer that comes on and says the same thing. He's black. So this is so stupid that we don't have to talk about it. But, I mean, it's so common sense, right? This guy's black, but yet he's hated on.
It's always good to bring the light to expose the darkness, though.
That's true.
It is.
It's just it sometimes gets redundant. It's like, well, duh.
Well, they're just
so
hoping
elementary.
People are stupidified.
Yes.
Enough. Stupidified, I said. Mm-hmm. And I did mean to say stupidified. To the point they want people so stupid that they believe everything that they say because the press said so or because the president said so. Mm-hmm. No longer is law the standard and the lawgiver the standard. Now they become the standard. And it's funny. And it's
totalitarianism.
It totally is in every sense of the word, but it's funny, but it's not funny when you look at how confused the American people are because of the confusion coming out of this minion's mouth.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, it really is. And it's also interesting that he's talking about the decisions that he is making, not referring to the law that's already set as a precedent in this country.
And I think to further that point of what you're saying, He's doing that. Now, that's why we have checks and balances. We have three branches of government, and we also have the media. Listen, the media is almost like a fourth source. It has no government control or power, but it keeps the government in check, keeps accountable.
They're supposed to.
So the people could say, well, our president is being an idiot right now. Okay, Congress, go deal with him. Then all of a sudden, Congress slips in with him.
Right.
And they're like, okay, so we have a court, we have juries, but then all of a sudden, they jump in with him now.
Well, so the devil said, hey, to the other devil,
yeah,
hey, just control Congress. Compromise them, mm-hmm, get them on film, and hold it over their head.
Yep, threaten them.
That's exactly what's going on in your Congress. And it's not all of them. There's good guys. There's good girls. They're friends. There really is.
But the overlying point is why don't people speak out harder in Congress? Well, it's because of that very issue.
And the ones that do speak out harder, keep in mind, they vilify and demonize them. Mm-hmm. You got to keep in mind, friends, they're your friends. And I'm not talking about in every given situation. Yeah. So that line's not blurred.
That's right.
But the bottom line is people need to understand who the good guys are. They're the ones that are under attack. Yeah. By the way, I'm going to talk about in just a couple minutes, was a prophet that went and spoke the truth to a corrupt king named King Ahab, and King Ahab said, that prophet hates me, when in fact Micaiah wasn't hating on anybody. He was just telling him what God showed him, and guess what? I ain't going to tell you the rest until I get to
it. Well, and it's ultimately what Ahab already knew, too, going to Scripture, because it was the standard. Okay, so we have now, that would have been a good dovetail, because, you know, when we're talking about these three branches of government consolidating themselves against the people, because that's what you have, we just posted the videos on Facebook. This happened a while ago, but it's just brought to my attention. You had people protesting the World Bank's coming in, I think it was the Rothschilds, in 2012 during the election cycle.
That was great.
Going to protest it. All the people line up and protest it and marching. It was a peaceful demonstration from what I saw. I didn't see any craziness. All of a sudden you have these cops, you know, they're full armor, you know, everything, guns, everything like that. The cops take off their helmet and they lead the protest. They were literally in the front of it, you know, doing this march.
How did that work out for the, listen to me, friends, how did that work out for the handful of criminals inside of the building stirring up the domestic insurrection in Germany when they no longer have the cops doing their biddings for them? Then what do they have left?
That's right.
They don't. They have to do it themselves.
And that is the focus. I mean, when you get to, and I'll get into, it is a real conspiracy, the World Banks. What they try to do is keep countries fighting each other.
Of course.
Fighting each other. Why? So then they can always stay out of the light. You're too busy focusing on each other's battles and your fights. So anyhow, that was just a point to this. We separate these powers. We keep everybody in check.
The bankers win. The people lose.
All the time. Because they finance both sides of the war. Each country gets more in debt. And then a debt is a borrower servant to the lender, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
House of Horrors. The abortion trial goes on in jury. I don't know if any of you have been following this.
Gosnell.
We've been following it with Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah.
That's right. We had Troy Newman on last week talking a little bit about it.
Kermit.
He's present.
Kermit.
Mr. Kermit gets up.
Kermit the Frog.
Well, I shouldn't say, actually, Kermit didn't get up, but his attorney. He's on trial for killing fetuses. I'm not going to say fetuses. He's on trial for killing babies.
Is that what it says, his fetus, Jake?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that it says that.
Where did it come from?
During CNS, I believe.
Yeah, they should
CNS News.
Think about that one.
No doubt.
Yeah. Fetus, well, what are you? Yeah. What are we?
What is a fetus?
What are those that advocate the murder of innocent babies in the womb?
It's an
grown-up fetuses, right? Is that what you want to call them?
As a matter of fact, that's what they try to convince some of the women who saw this in the toilet.
You know what? When I say that to people when I'm doing my events, you know what they say? I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's a grown-up fetus that's just gotten a little bigger.
Really? You mean, so like, what is an oak tree that stands how many, you know, feet up above our heads? How did that start?
An acorn.
An acorn.
So what's an acorn?
Right.
Well, it's a name for an oak tree, right?
Right.
Just got to fast forward for some time. That's also, too, why it says in the Declaration of Independence.
So as an old man, let me go to the old man, and then I go back to conception.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there a difference between that old man and the man that's inside?
Good point.
Through the
I'll
seed.
Make that point, actually.
Thank you.
Because Declaration of Independence says that we are all created equal.
Under the law.
Well, exactly, but we're created. We're not born equal.
Right.
It's not, once you break the womb, then you're born, now you're equal. It's you're created equal.
That is hope for Jake, the other guy.
Why?
Well, because Elvis wasn't any better than you.
That's true, he wasn't.
That's right.
Well, no doubt. Obviously,
the Hulk isn't any better than you. Are you kind of getting what I'm saying?
I consider myself more of a
Captain America isn't better than you.
No,
are you kind of hanging with me on this stuff?
It's
great.
It's hope for everybody.
So we're all created equal. Nobody's better. No, because what's awesome about that is God looks at all of us because he is not a respecter of persons. He just wants to know who loves them.
That's right.
That's it.
And in that same token, we're all created with certain rights. We're all judged equally.
Amen.
Not just created equally.
That's
we're judged equally. So
he
we
said
all
that.
Have the same bar.
On that final day. Amen.
So as we go on, this is what the
it's a good radio show. Pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good so far, isn't it?
Yeah, the topics, I believe so.
I think it is, too. I mean, there's kind of a good flow going.
Yeah.
I'm not really irritated with you right now.
That's awesome.
I'm drinking some good
it
coffee.
It always makes it better.
I'm on top of the mountain, or at least
water.
I'm pretty close.
I got some good water. Yeah. Well, let's keep going on this, because we're going to expose a little more darkness.
Are you trying
it's
to...
A similar tactic.
Are you backhanding me right now? Are you kind of like pushing me out of it?
I don't think so.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Just want to finish the sentence.
But does that make you feel better? That
I can't finish the sentence.
We're all created equal?
Yes.
Good.
Because it puts it all into perspective.
Yes.
When are we created? At that time of conception.
Mm.
That's when we're created.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're no longer a part of mommy and a part of daddy. We've come together now where we're our own. God created
Can
us.
Can I ask you a serious question? And I want to lay this to your candor. What of a hermaphrodite?
That's very strange.
That is very strange.
Yep.
And I'm on a serious note now.
I am too.
How would you? I remember one time someone called in the radio program about 11 years ago and asked me that question. It was like, whoa, Lord, how do I answer this? Mm-hmm. What happened in that?
I don't honestly know.
Okay.
I don't have any.
So is that like
they're still created equal?
What we should be. Amen.
They're still
Amen.
Equal.
They still have a heart.
That's right.
Amen.
And they still have the ability to obey God's laws.
Right. I mean, do you think there's like a drug involved or chemistry?
I don't know.
Honestly, because you see kids that are, and I'm not.
It's a result
relating
of sin a lot of times. Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm not equating a hermaphrodite with someone that is born deformed. I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to understand it.
Yeah.
So if you're a hermaphrodite, can you please give us a call and tell us how that works? Because I don't get it. 1-877-807-9977. Now, someone's probably saying this guy's being cute. No, I'm not. My thought life really went there because I need answers, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
That's definitely one that I don't have an answer for fully. I mean,
but we're all created equal. That's the cool part.
And again,
under law,
everybody's tendency is towards sin. Pick a sin; it doesn't matter.
Well,
no
David
sin
said
can be
that.
Classified. That's right.
Yeah, a man after God's own heart said that I was born in iniquity.
Hence, we need a Savior, and
Amen.
Everybody has equal access to that Savior.
Amen.
To be delivered from their sin.
And He's an awesome Savior from our sins,
Amen.
Not in our sins.
In victory,
said Matthew Henry,
and bring that to the world.
Cool.
Not it's okay.
I like it.
So this is what the killing of babies during late term abortions, Mr. Gosnell. Let me say Mr. Gosnell, Kermit Gosnell,
mm-hmm.
is a victim, his attorney said, a victim of incredible, that's quote-unquote incredible, rush to judgment brought on by a, quote, elitist and racist prosecution.
Really?
His lawyers.
Poke out the eyes of the eyewitnesses, please. You know what? You know what I say to these people? You go, boy. You keep pushing your racism because people are about as sick and tired of your baloney, and it's only backfiring all over the country.
And how many of those babies were black that he killed?
Oh.
And if you were really racist, you'd want that man to keep killing black babies.
Let's go to Margaret Sanger, who really was a racist. And keep in mind, in 1927, Trotsky's the one that came up the word racist. It was a tool to use against those browbeating those that were descendants. Mm-hmm. Or showing dissent, I'm sorry. Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio. Dissenters. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The prosecution got up and basically called the American people rushing to judgment racists. It's interesting because if you know a little something about history, friends, if you remember right, when Richard Nixon, I was a little toddler with diapers on at that time. I don't remember him saying this, but I just thought I'd share with you what he did say at the time because I've done my due diligence, right?
Important.
Richard Nixon said when he was busted for Watergate, he told the media and those around his cabinet to vilify and demonize the prosecution. Demonize and vilify prosecution. Take the law head on. Jake, you were talking earlier about totalitarianism.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it means to do, is to convert your heart from knowing the truth to an untruth.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
that first, yeah.
From knowing the light to bring it to darkness.
Yep.
That's how sick these people deserve their just lot, friends.
And of course, you're always going to get the dissenter to say, this isn't light, this is darkness, clearly. But the totalitarianism steps in and says, we don't care what it is.
We don't care about the innocent thousands of babies and the crimes
Facts
and the hideous
matter.
Crimes committed against the baby.
Yep.
The prosecution, mm-hmm. he needs to be thrown in jail. If he's willing to stand up and say that,
mm-hmm.
you know what, friends? It doesn't take a genius to figure out there's crime.
Where's the criminal?
Oh, my goodness, in his cabinet.
So it's like, you know, do you make a
his
living?
His law firm, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, something. Because back in the day, just as an example, our Constitution gives to somebody a public defendant if you can't afford one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in and at least give your side of the story. This is what happened. This is how it happened. Now, that attorney isn't supposed to necessarily defend you. He's supposed to be able to bring your facts out and let the jury decide, okay, innocent or guilty.
That's not what
anymore.
You're taught today.
They embrace the criminals, and how do I make legal what's illegal? That's always what they're trying to get at.
And you know what's interesting about that, now that you're saying that, isn't it also interesting that what they do, as long as you have a gift, they'll basically step on the law. They'll step on justice.
Yep.
They'll make sure that justice is left undone as long as you can pay for the bureaucracy and keep us in business. By the way, when you look in Scripture, Matthew 23, Jesus woed the lawyers for doing the exact same thing, and the Pharisees.
That's the thing is, you look at the appellate process whenever you appeal, and that's what you need the money for, because you may lose the first time, but what happens, you get all the facts, you get the case, you study. Okay, what was it that I lost on? What was the technicality? So then I study that
technicality.
And then I go, or whatever it was, whatever is technical. I shouldn't say it's technicality.
No. That was a good point, too. Because a technicality, if a crime is committed, why do you want to justify a man that committed the crime on a technicality because someone or an attorney in the courtroom didn't actually bring forth his case properly to the very jot and tittle?
Yep.
Wow.
So then if you didn't, then you got the next step.
Is this a game or is this about justice?
It is a game.
Is this about freedom?
It is a game.
Yeah.
That is a game. That's what it's debased to. Why? Because you're always able to find an attorney to stand up for a criminal. And you're always willing to find an attorney. But here's the thing is, if we rewind from that, in the very beginning, we keep God's standard as the standard, and we're self-governed. And we,
which will always be
exactly,
yeah,
it's not, right, it will.
It's not like we have power to overthrow the Creator, and I praise God for that,
amen. That makes the standard always the same, it's not shifting. If that standard is the same, you don't have thousands of court cases, you have a society that will keep each other accountable.
That's right. The public welfare demands that constitutional cases must be decided according to the terms of the Constitution itself and not according to the judge's views of fairness, reasonableness, or justice.
Yeah, it's like the. It's
I
like,
mean, a man that's busted in adultery, do you think he's going to be hard on the guy that's committing adultery and he's standing before him in his court?
No.
No.
Do you think the homosexual.
He's going to laugh it off.
I mean, do you think Proposition 8, do you think it had
like Von Walker?
That Von Walker was gay?
Of course.
Or homosexual?
It's biased.
Sodomite?
Activists.
And so then he gets this. And that's the whole thing, a necessary and proper clause in the Constitution, too. Well, what's necessary? Well, then the judge says, well, I'll determine what's necessary.
And that's exactly what we hear from attorneys even.
What's proper?
Oh, it's really a sick state.
It is.
It's they have turned judgment and righteousness into wormwood in the book of Amos.
That's right.
And God was not happy about it. And he said, because of this, I'm going to bring not one, not two, but three sets of consequences to you and your people.
Yeah.
God is just.
That's right.
And I praise God again for the fact that he is just. Now, speaking of just, God, the just judge, if you read in Psalm 97, it says that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. What does he always do? Early in the morning throughout Scripture. He always sends prophets to his people that he loves. And what does he do?
Because he loves them. Yeah.
He tells them to return back unto me. We can go to Jeremiah 6:16, return to the old paths, and then you'll find peace in them ways. The people said, we will not. The Lord said, okay, then this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Have it your way, right?
That's exactly right. Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King, right?
Oh, yuck. And you will if you go there.
In some cases. I like the first half, though. But in saying that, I just kind of picked up on your flow there.
Have it your way.
Do.
You know, and, you
but
know,
let's go to Micaiah.
Yes.
Okay, Micaiah was a prophet that was sent by God. By the way, his name defines out the definition. Jehovah, like Jehovah, was Micaiah's name. The prophet who predicted the death of King Ahab of Israel in the battle against the Syrians at Ramoth-Gilead. Okay? Ahab gathered about 400 prophets. Listen carefully, friends. Ahab, the corrupt king, gathered about 400 prophets, apparently all in his employment. Of course, they wanted to find the king's favor, so they prophesied to him, peace, peace, when there was no peace. They gave their unanimous approval to Ahab's proposed attack against the Syrian king, Ben-Hadad. Okay? King Jehoshaphat of Judah was unconvinced by this display. He asked, is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? Because what happened is the 400 false prophets came to him and told him everything he wanted to hear. Well, King Jehoshaphat didn't fall for it. And by the way, neither did the corrupt king, King Ahab. They said, is there still not a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him? Ahab replied, there is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But he said, the corrupt king did, I hate him because that prophet of God, he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. In other words, the good prophet sent by God didn't see it the corrupt king's way. He proclaimed God's way to the corrupt king. But how did the corrupt king see him? As being an evil prophet.
Yep.
See, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just, and good. Friends, the law is spiritual. We're carnal, sold under sin. When the commandment comes, sin revives. God is good, we are not. The only time that we are good is when we're found in the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When Ahab asked the prophet's advice, Micaiah answered, go and prosper. He went along, friends, because he already knew that the corrupt king didn't want to hear the truth of the matter. So when Ahab, again, the corrupt king, asked the prophet's advice, Micaiah answered, go and prosper. He said, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king. Micaiah's answer was heavy with sarcasm, irony, and contempt, just like Elijah's on Mount Carmel when he was dealing with the same corrupt king. Ahab realized he was being mocked, so he commanded him to speak nothing but the truth. So Micaiah, God's prophet, then said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains and the sheep that have no shepherd. Ahab, the corrupt king, turned to Jehoshaphat and said, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good concerning me, but evil? Did I not tell you that Micaiah to King Jehoshaphat, said the corrupt king, did I not tell you he wouldn't tell me anything that was in agreement with what I do or what I perceive to want to do? The good that I want to do, which was evil within itself. Zedekiah then struck Micaiah on the cheek and accused him of being a liar for telling the corrupt king the truth. It's exactly what you're saying. Talking about totalitarianism, it reminds me of Paul when he called the Pharisees the whited wall.
Yeah, the high priest. Yep.
Yeah.
Did you know the high priest was later assassinated?
Amen. Yeah.
The Lord shall smite you, thou whited wall.
And exactly, amen, hallelujah, praise God.
So Zedekiah was another prophet.
Yes, false prophet. And we've seen those up against Jeremiah as well. It's not a good thing when they prophesy falsely. Yeah. God oftentimes takes them in their perverted version of prophecy. And God said to him, I didn't put words into his mouth.
It's not to play with.
The Lord sends his prophets, friends, to slay sin. You need to understand that. God never sent a man that doesn't first trouble consciences. Never. Zedekiah strikes Micaiah on the cheek and accused him of being a liar for telling them God's truth. Ahab, the corrupt king, commanded that Micaiah be put in prison until the king's victorious return from Ramoth-Gilead. Interesting. So he put the good prophet in prison. He gave him the bread of affliction for speaking the truth while the rest of them, the 400 to one, the one was right, friends. The 400 were prophesying peace, peace, when there was no peace. Micaiah said after they threw him in prison, if you ever return, the Lord has not spoken by me. Ahab did not return, friends. He died at Ramoth-Gilead, just as Micaiah had predicted. Now, friends, when you look at Scripture, you can always see the true prophets from the false prophets. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them, Isaiah 8:20. I don't understand what people don't understand when they look in the New Testament in 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine first, for reproof second, for correction third, and fourthly, for instructions in righteousness. God's version in Jesus Christ, not outside of Jesus Christ. Not according to man's fallen nature, but according to Christ's risen nature. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, when we come back, what I want to do is I want to talk about Micah, another prophet, and God exposing the false prophets through Micah. And you can make the distinction for yourselves, friends, as to what a real prophet is and what a false prophet is. The Lord said through Jeremiah, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Did they not say of Jesus Christ? They say that he's like Jeremiah or one of the old prophets or even John the Baptist risen from the dead. We'll be right back. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
People are realizing that the only way we're going to break free from this beast and that everybody's just bowing down to is to stand up and realize we are the ones that's going to change things, not political leaders, not religious leaders, the little man. And the only way I've learned this thing is from listening to people like you who've actually taken a real risk with your lives and your family and your respect. And I'm really appreciating you guys doing what you're doing, and I'm out here fighting with you, man.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Oh, we live? All right. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Amos 5:10. Well, speaking of prophets, the voice of the prophet, how the professed church in America and how the American people to their own demise reject the voice of the prophet. You know, interestingly enough, friends, IBM, they hire something called troubleshooters. Oh, and by the way, take that and parallel that to Scripture, or contrast that with Scripture. It says judgment begins in the house of God. But see what happens in America today, they won't allow the prophets in. And if the voice of the prophets come out, guess what? They're refused. Hosea 6, therefore I have hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desired mercy, said the Lord, and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. In other words, he was saying, I desire obedience rather than sacrifice. But they, like men, have transgressed. That means they willfully broke the laws of God, of the covenant. Therefore they have dealt treacherously. That means a violent overthrow of the oath taken. Unfaithful to oath against me, saith the Lord. Wow. Listen to Jeremiah.
O Lord, thou hast deceived me. I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I am. I hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me, said the prophet. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil. But the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, said Jeremiah. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. He said, for I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, report, say they, and we will report it. And my familiars watch for my halting. In other words, they wanted to see him fall and fail. Saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge upon him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors shall stumble, praise God, and they shall not prevail. Praise God, they shall be greatly ashamed. Praise God, for they shall not prosper. Praise God, therefore, everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Wow, what does the Bible say about prophets? When you listen to the prophetic word, guess what? Believe the prophets and you shall prosper. Sure. And it always comes as the hard word.
If you're in sin.
Well, even sometimes when you're not, dude, sometimes it's like heavy. It's like, whoa.
Where'd this come from?
Yes, it's just, and when I'm saying that,
I get what you're saying.
You're exactly
when
right.
The angels come, they hit the dust.
What I'm saying, though, is knowing that, okay, I received the prophetic revelation from the Lord, and now all of a sudden here comes the warfare.
Yeah.
See, that's the fulfilling of vision, and that's why people perish, because they don't have any vision. And God gives vision to people, but are you responding to it prophetically, because the warfare is going to surround it?
Yeah.
Moses was in the fire. And he heard from the Lord for the people. The people said, we don't want to do that lest we die. You go ahead and do it, Moses. Deuteronomy 5.
Who's the gal, the Harriet Tubman?
Yes.
Can you imagine? Here she is. She's a slave that ran away.
Yep.
And now she's going right back in the midst of that warfare. Why? For freedom, for deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
It surrounded her. It persecuted her. It was against her the whole time until she got back to freedom. And what did she do? She didn't stay there and write a book.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm going back.
Amen.
And she went back, and I think she freed 100 or 200 or 1,000. I don't even remember how
many. Remember what she said? She said, I freed 1,000 slaves, and I could have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves.
Right.
Listen, friends, because he that committeth sin is a servant of sin, Jesus said.
Yeah.
And to whom the Son makes free shall be free indeed, and is free indeed. Freedom. Because we remember in Matthew 1:21 that he came to deliver his people from their sins.
Amen.
Not to remain in their sins. Amen. Kiss the Son, friends, lest he be angry. That means agree with him. Let me go over to Micah. Micah 2:6-11. Listen to the contrast, friends. Prophesy ye not, say they to them that prophesy. They shall not prophesy to them. They shall not take shame. In other words, they wouldn't take their wrongs. They wouldn't take their bads. They were setting themselves against God. And yet Scripture tells us, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And let me tell you something, friends. When you stand in the flesh, you will surely fall. Verse 7, O thou art named the house of Jacob, my people. Is the spirit of the Lord straitened? Are these his doings? Do not my words, saith the Lord, do good to him that walketh uprightly. Good in the spirit, friends. Good in the spirit. The fruit of the spirit is given to those that are walking in the spirit. And if I go over to Romans 7, comes to my aid. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. We have mortified the deeds of the flesh by the spirit, for as many are led by the spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. They are spiritual children that act like, guess what?
A spiritual father.
Thank you very much. I go on. Even of late, my people has risen up an enemy. You pull off the robe with the garment from them that pass by securely as men adverse from war. The women of my people have you cast off from their pleasant houses. For their children have you taken away my glory forever. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, where the older generation, listen carefully, wisdom is justified by your children. They are a reflection of who you are and what you have taught them. You look at the road signs driving to Florida. We just got back. What were the road signs? Lions Den and come inside and see these half-naked women for mature adults. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as if to say what I said yesterday, what, when you become 18 years old, you become a full-fledged pervert? That's exactly what's happening in this country. And because of it, You can cry Ichabod when it comes to your children. That means God's glory has departed. But let me tell you something, friends, it is not.
Charles Montesquieu said, it is not the young people that degenerate. They are not spoiled till those of mature age are already sunk in corruption.
Amen. Of course.
You can't blame that generation for what they've sunk into.
No.
But they are responsible once they're there to get out when God gives light. And that's what I hear through everything that you're saying right now. God vindicates truth. Get on truth's side. There's your hope.
Yeah.
And as I talk to events, because I talk to quite a few different groups all throughout the country, some conservatives, some Christians, some liberty, some this, that, this, and that, or the other. There is no hope outside of Christ, period. You start on that foundation, you have the answers. So yes, God is against the wicked, but guess what? He is for the just.
Yeah.
He's vindicating
Amen.
His covenant to his son.
That's right.
So get on his side.
Right.
So there is hope in the fact that God judges the wicked. Just don't be the wicked. Get on his side so you can be part of that.
Repent for the kingdom of
redemption,
heaven is at hand.
Which is what Christ said, John the Baptist said. That's right.
Yeah.
So that you can receive Christ. That's too. John the Baptist came in saying that, ushering the way for whom? Christ. So repent for so you can receive Christ when he does come.
Arise you and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It destroys you even with the sword of destruction. This is what you're seeing in America today. Final scripture. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of his people. That's a false prophet. In other words, when he doesn't confront your sin, and he proclaims that everything's fine, you make war against God.
Yeah.
When you accept that, and you also agree to the fact of the false prophet, when you listen to what you know is an absolute lie. The law is light. The commandment is a lamp. The law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That's a voice that people, I've never heard this before. I know your heavenly Father who chastises you and scourges you wants you to be a partaker of holiness that you might hold and know him. Holding faith. And know him. I'm over in Hebrews 12.
Gosh, if over in a simplified version of what you just said, That's obviously accelerated once a society has turned their face against God. But you just think about it in your own household, for example.
I mean, a bunch of fools snuffing out the light they have.
That has been given. I mean, it goes back to the whole thing. I mean, I went to the Capitol not too long ago, and the atheists were there, and they're celebrating, you know, freedom.
They don't exist.
I don't even know. Exactly.
Don't bring them up. They don't
exactly.
exist.
Exactly. So I go, and I talk to this guy. I'm like, okay, can you tell me what it says right over there, you know, the Declaration of Independence? Really, truths to be self-evident of all the law. You know, we're created by. I'm like, what? Did you not see that? But yet, you want God-given rights, but you don't believe.
They strain at a gnat and they swallow their camel.
And they know it. They know that they're drinking camels. Camel soup.
Camels.
Is what they're eating.
Yes.
I just got a comment from the last event that we did in Des Moines. It was an email. And he said, hi, Jake. I hope you guys never get tired of this, but I, again, just want to thank you and your team for what you do. We need to be constantly reminded of so many things because we leak. We forget or we don't want to know so that we don't have to be concerned about our sins of omission. May God continue to bless you guys, and may we get our eyes open to all the deception that is going on in this fallen world and be doers of his word. Folks, that's what happens. That's when the light comes, people see, and they're turned, they're converted. Your support does that, folks. We're a nonprofit organization. Every donation that you make is tax deductible. We will keep bringing back fruit. Why? Because we believe God, and God's the one who brings the fruit. God makes the fruit. A farmer does not make his own fruit, but he goes out there and he tends his field and he brings the fruit back in. And that's our obligation, our duty before God. I encourage you, make a donation today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, so we can keep bringing the impact with you.
Hey, Jake, where did the cow come from?
God. The dirt?
No, this is what you asked to confuse. 1 John 3:18, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Super Male Plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.